Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, choir, for giving me that special number. You know, you did it. Thank God for that.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We give God the glory. Yeah. Because today we are not mourning.
Hallelujah.
Today we are rejoicing.
Yes.
Congratulating ourselves.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I give you praise, O Lord. Take the glory, Father. Hide me behind the cross. And let your people hear you. And do amendment. To you and rearrange their lives to your glory and to your honor. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I want to talk to grandparents. Hallelujah. I want to ask the grandparents a question. What can you build and will last for eternity? What is that thing that you... Is it having children? Is it having education? Is it having wealth? What can you build that will last for eternity? First Corinthians 3, I will read from 9 to 12. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. 10. As a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone build on this foundation with gold, with silver, with precious stones, or wood, or hay, or straw, for the fire will reveal each one's work of what sort it is. Only thing that you can build for eternity is to win souls. And where do you start? You start from your Jerusalem, from your home. How did they teach you at home? Grandma, granddaddy, mothers, fathers. How do they see you? How do your children see you? Or people around you? What do they smell? They smell bitterness of how many years? They smell anger of how many years? They smell malice. That one, I will not. How long will you take that? Time is short. Time is short. And the one who will judge is not me, but God, the righteous judge. And he will not use nothing but fire to judge our works. The right foundation start from grandparents to families to before we go to government and church. And before having education, we must have had that right foundation. And the right foundation is in Jesus Christ. Amen. We have read it. Psalm 11:3 tells us, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? What can we do? The only thing is to pray. Is to pray. In architecture, the foundation is the most important part of a building. This is the part on which the whole building will rest. It has to be solid. The height of the building determined by the foundation. How tall? Look at the foundation. How great are you going to be? Do you want to be? Oh, well, my daddy doesn't tell me how to. What about you? Start now, my sister. Let me see you smile. Hallelujah. Start now. With your children. Start now. Before they are grown. Before they are, oh, where are they? They have gone to school. They are in college now. Hallelujah. But what foundation do you have? Have you laid in their lives? Parents made mistakes, yes. We admit we make mistake. And we correct it. Parents who are wise will correct that. grandparents who are wise will correct it. Not living in malice, in bitterness. Hello. I cannot. I know my sister Sherry has grandchildren, many. And I know she's planting something because they follow her. You can see, they follow her every time. All of them, one by one, they follow her. And she's so happy. Yes. She's laying something for tomorrow. When you call your child to come to church, how do they act? When you call them to come to a party, how do they act? Those reactions are different. It depends on the foundation. My daughter, when she was alive, whenever I visited them, she will turn to church, to go to church. She will be telling the children, get ready, I'm leaving 9 o'clock. Get ready, I'm leaving 9 o'clock. Whoever loves himself or herself will get ready. Whoever is still sluggishly dressing, like that, he will take you to church. She doesn't move. When they come to church, they will sit at the back. I will say, these children sit, just leave them alone, mommy. Then I mind my own business then. The foundation. Those children, they are grown now. They have gone to college. They are by themselves. But the foundation is laid. They cannot deny it. It's for the grandparents now and the parents to be watering the seed planted. What are you doing? Do you go to club? Are you still club crawling? I heard that here. And I have the experience here. Yes, I do. I want to know what is club crawling. Let's go! And at 12, I want to sleep. They say, no, it's just started. I said, what? We are still going. I'm going to sleep. And I did not drive myself, they drove me. So they have to come with me. That's the end of that day. I don't see what they enjoy. But in the morning, Sunday morning, come to church. Oh, I cannot. Why? Well, I was yesterday, I had a good day. A good day that is giving you headache. That's not a good day. If you have a good day, you will be jumping this morning, in the next morning. Where we get to in life depends on the kind of foundation we have. The ability to read is the foundation for further education. If you cannot read, if I am illiterate, what am I doing in the university or college? What am I doing there? The children, the tutors and the professors too will not want me. If they say A, I'm like B. What do you say? Huh? Get that. Where we get to in life depends on the kind of foundation we have. The ability to read is the foundation for further education. If I know how to read, I can be a doctor. I can be a lawyer. I can be president. I can be, name it, a rich person. We thank God. Hallelujah. Many have foundations that will limit and hinder their physical or spiritual growth. And such foundations are the result of evil dedications and evil inheritance, which have now become a bondage. Many people are born, they are bound, but it is from their foundation. What do you tell your child? Maybe the child is naughty that day. As we are naughty sometimes. What do you tell her? You are like your daddy. I know you are not, you will not be what? You are the mother. You are not causing the baby. You are causing yourself. Because when it starts happening, what you are saying, it's you that will be carrying the baby. It's you. Grandparents, let us awake. It is high time. The night is coming. Now is to be awake. For these children, because of the sake. Oh, I've lived my life. Now they are grown. I can now enjoy. What are you going to enjoy? Remember Moses. Moses rejected the pleasure in Egypt. He chose to. The Bible, I like that word. He chose to enjoy with the children, with the children of Israel. Can you sacrifice for your children? No. It's your problem. The Bible wants us to sacrifice. And this sacrifice is just easy. It's very easy. If you sleep, I will ask you to tell me what I say. Now, limiting our success in life, but the good news is that as Christians, Our foundation, as we have read it, is Christ. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Night is fast spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off all the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in orgies or drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. I can take this word one by one, and it's irritating. It will make one to want to bring up. No good life in these words. Good life is in Christ Jesus. Rather, let us clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and will try to put a man, it's a man who lived, who loved God, and that man obeyed God, kept his requirements. Everything, he loved the decrees of God and his law. This man is Abraham. Abraham. When God called him out from the Ur, his native land, he did not ask nothing. He did not ask God, where are you taking? Well, just come, go out. And he went. He obeyed God. And not only that, he left his kindred behind. He didn't ask, where is the place that I'm going? But he left, he obeyed God. And the greatest thing he did is one thing. He wanted to kill, to sacrifice his son, because God said it. That love is greater. I know he did not tell his wife. If he had told it, that Sarah will be putting that baby every time on her back. Let me thank God for men who can love God. Do you love God? Do I love God to that extent? I mean, we will argue. I will argue until I say, okay. You know, Jesus has taught us, not my will, but your will be done. That is just it. If there is no way, not my will, but your will be done. he really loved God and trust God. The Bible tells us he trusts God that God can raise Isaac up. But God really helped him too. He told the man, I'm coming back with the lad. The boy asked him, where is the fire? We see the fire, we see the stick. Where is the lamb for sacrifice? He said, the Lord will provide. See the faith. How strong is our faith? How strong is your faith, my faith? It's not just a story. It's a real thing. Real. Oh, it is Abraham's life. He can do whatever he wants to do. No! That is the life God wants you to live. A life of faith. Faith is the substance of things we do not hope for or get. We don't see it. Who gives? God. It depends on your walk with God. How strong is your faith? This morning, wherever I am 40, as a grandparent, I'm a grandparent, great grand, I am. Wherever I am 40, I need to go to God. This is what I'm doing. God, help me. Our God is merciful. Amen. It's not like me. But I will be telling you, what? So you can come to me. So you can apologize. But, that's not with God. Amen. Our God is merciful. Compassionate. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord wants you. The Lord wants you. The Lord wants you. I don't know who God wants. He's still telling things to me. You know yourself. God is calling you. Let's sing that song. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen. Till the beauty. mountain of Jesus be seen. This is an open door for you. Whoever wants to accept Christ can come in, can call him. If your foundation is faulty, you know where you go. After church, you know where you were yesterday night. Maybe you are, you know, while you have an important thing to do at home, to take care of children. Olu, take care of your children. I'm going to that party. And that's the end of it. No thought of how her husband, maybe he has just come back from work, and that one said, that is my cross. That is his cross, yes. He has to take it. But with that, two is better than one. The Bible says. And for two to walk together, they must agree. In agreeing, it means they love one another. They must love one another. My heart is heavy this morning for those children. Who have been abused, even by their parents, and they don't know they're abusing them. But there is a way out this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, if you hear my humble cry. Please mend that song. Why on earth hast thou art called? Do not pass me by. That crooked path in my life to be straight. had to offload to be small. I've had enough trauma. I don't want to go this way. I need a change. I need a turnaround. You can call. You can call. There are people who are. There are people here. People. Sister Keziah is here. Nyanka is there. Pastor Emmanuel is there. To help you. To talk to you. So you can enjoy what we are enjoying. Our God is good. So, God is good. It's sweet. So easy. But you have a cross to live a pure life, a holy life. You have that. That's the only cross. Your parents will enjoy you. Your husband will enjoy you because you will be submitted to him. And you will enjoy your husband because he will love you.
Amen.
And the children will be happy. This is the life of a Christian, a godly Christian. Let us pray. Father, I commit these people unto you. Those who are watching from this streaming and those who are here, thank you this morning. Touch them, oh Father. Do not pass them by. Convict them of that faulty foundation and let them hit it and do what is good, what is right. We thank you. We worship you. We adore you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's thank God for this word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's thank God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I don't know what you heard this morning. I know we all have different ears. Amen. My ear does not look like your ear. So we hear differently. This morning, I want you to pay attention to this. This morning, God just blessed you with a secret of success. Maybe you didn't hear that, how say that. There is a man He was 80-something years old. His name is T.L. Larry. He sat me down one time and he said to me, I want to tell you something. And he made a comment to me, in my age, where I am, I thought, what is that? That doesn't make sense. But in my spirit, God says, take it by faith. It's 86 years experience. And that thing has helped me ever since in ministry. She doesn't want you to know her age, because she's very young. Amen? But I want to have her strength at her age.
Amen. Me too. I claim that.
This is one of the most healthy person you'll ever meet. Amen?
Amen.
Now, what you heard this morning is years of experience. What does experience mean? Experience is mistakes and mistakes and mistakes and mistakes to find out what is right. You have gone all your life trying to figure things out, and you grow to a particular age and finally says, I got it. The only way to save us from that mistake of 80-something years, 70-something years, 60-something years, is to listen to a message like this. The very word Jesus taught. Everything Jesus says about the gospel was built on one thing, your foundation. If your foundation is not right, you will just be going like a rubber band. All of us will face trials. We will face all kinds of things. At work, at church, you will go through. But if your foundation is solid, the Bible says you will stand.
Amen.
After years of ministry, she gave us one word. Foundation. The Bible says if your foundation is destroyed, even the righteous cannot stand. What can the righteous do? Foundation. There's a ministry thriving in Nigeria today. And I thank God for solid foundation. The pioneers are here. Foundation. Amen?
Amen.
I'm not going to preach. Amen? But I just want you to know, she reaffirmed what I've always known to be true. And I'm taking years of experience and saying, no matter how long it takes to build a foundation, that's what matters. There is a saying that your character will take you where your gift cannot even dare take you. Amen?
Amen.
Foundation in marriage, in school, in relationship, everything has to do with foundation. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you so much. Today is her birthday.
Yes.
And she gave us this blessing. So let's point our hands towards her and pray for her. Father, we thank you. We honor you this day. And we give you glory. Father, we are human. And from a childhood, there are many things we have tried in life. But it takes years to find out what is real. We thank you for speaking to our heart this morning. Grant us understanding. Where our foundations are faulty, it affects every other area. Where our root systems are dry, it affects everything. So this morning, Father, what you point to us, we ask that you multiply on her.
Amen.
We call her blessed.
Amen.
We call her children blessed.
Amen.
We call her children blessed.
Amen.
For her sake.
Amen.
From this 12th day of December,
yes,
that you chose to release her into the earth, Father, we now see the reason. And we say thank you.
Yes.
Father, we ask for your favor upon her. We ask that you make her even stronger in health.
Yes.
You said Abraham waxed old and was not feeble.
Yes.
Father, We are seeing it in our lives. Continue to renew her youth.
Amen.
Continue to favor her.
Amen.
She will not lack.
Amen.
You will continue to provide.
Amen.
We commit her to you. And we give you glory for her life. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, sister. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.